Our collect this morning says, O God, who on this day did teach the hearts of your faithful... Wait. Almighty God, on this day you opened the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. So this day of Pentecost, this day when we celebrate that Holy Spirit that infused our ancestors, the very first members of the church, is a day to celebrate the good news that we have and to remember that we are called to share it with a world in need of it. And in that spirit, I want to take this opportunity on this Feast of Pentecost to talk with you about some exciting, I think, ideas for what we might do in 2018 as we celebrate our birthday as a Christian church here in Marin County. It will be our 150th anniversary. And I think we are well set to finally really let our light shine before Marin County in some exciting ways. And specifically, I think we can do that, well, I and the vestry. We had the vestry retreat a week ago Saturday, and we came up with three ideas, and we invite your creative input into these three. A party, a story, and a retreat. But first of all, I just want to acknowledge that we have at least two other very important projects that we're about right now. One is one that we just began in the last month, which is these conversations about what it means to be a rigorous church, which is what we are and what we are becoming. And so I've had now 8 or 9 conversations with small groups of people around the 6 necessary dimensions of a rigorous church: fluency, community, abiding, befriending, call, and cross. And if you don't know yet what those things mean, I encourage you to take a look at the sermon I preached last week, which is on the front page of our website. So that's one very important ongoing project we're already doing together. The other is the great progress we've already made, but haven't yet completed, towards the Hardin Courtyard. The Hardin Courtyard that will be safe, which means we won't get sued when some poor soul trips over the big gaps in the concrete. Accessible, which means that in our increasingly aging county, this will continue to be a place that people with mobility issues will be able to get into, and even a lot easier than now. And then beautiful. My gosh, that's our curbside appeal there is not all that it could be. So the good news is we've already raised $200,000 of the $300,000 we need. The good news further is that because of that, we've already secured a 10-year relationship with the school, which brings in close to $200,000 a year, so it really keeps our doors open. And we have community consensus in this goal of creating this safe, accessible, and beautiful Hardin Courtyard. So we're not going to let go of either of those two things. But in the meantime, let's look forward to this sesquicentennial. Sesqui, by the way, centennial, that's a pretty new word. It was created in 1880 by an American to celebrate something from 1730, I don't know what. And sesqui means 1.5. So 1.5 of 100. I know it's not that sexy or ancient, but nonetheless, it appeared on license plates, so we're going to stick with it. So there are sesquicentennial in 2018. A party, a story, and a retreat. So first of all, the party, that's an obvious one. Let me throw out an idea. The Feast of St. Paul, Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, is January 25th, which is in 2018, a Wednesday. What if the weekend following that, we had an awesome party, and we had an awesome party at, for those of you who are around for the Wine and the Spirit, several years ago that was up at Homeward Bound. Do you remember that? Where they have the kitchen where they train men and women who are coming off of the streets in the culinary arts so that they can go off and get jobs. They do an outstanding job. It's an awesome space. Imagine taking over that space and having it filled with really cool St. Paul's memorabilia and symbols of where we're going next, and start reaching out now to our wider family. Oh my gosh, this place was packed for Hugh Hardin's funeral. Let's make sure all those folks come back to this party. And let's make sure Hal Weicker's there. And let's make sure that all of our extended family comes back to celebrate our 150th. Who else might be there to celebrate with joy that event? So, That's not written in stone. I'm just throwing it out there, and I'm saying it's not too early to start thinking and planning and dreaming and figuring out how we're going to start 2018 with a bang. So a party. The second is a story. We have an incredible story. But a story is something not just about the past. It's about who we are now, and it's about who we are becoming. And I know that there are ways to take a community like ours and have us creatively, together, shape a story that we share. Imagine if by the middle of next year, we shaped together a kind of really wonderful elevator speech about who we are and where we're going. For example, there's one process called public narrative that was developed by a guy named Marshall Gantz, who teaches at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. He's also an Episcopalian. And he's got a way of bringing out the voices of a community to shape it together so that we can tell this cool story. What are our highlights of our past 150 years? What do they indicate about who we are now and what our glorious trajectory is into the future? I think we can shape such a thing together. And so I want to be about that task with you soon. So we've got a party. We've got a story. Oh, and imagine that we're all on board about this by the end of next year so that when we turn into 2018, we are boldly proclaiming who we are to Marin County, no longer a hidden jewel, but out there, a strong, well-respected citizen of this place. That's the goal. So, a party, a story, and then finally, a retreat. Now, when I say a retreat, I don't mean going on a retreat. I mean hosting a retreat. My life was changed in October of 2002 when I went to Church of the Savior. And my life was changed not just because I got to meet Gordon and Mary Cosby, the founder, but it was because I was immersed for over 48 hours in this community that functioned differently as a Christian community. It was the small exchanges that I had with a range of people, not just the members of the community, but the members that were the people on the margins who were served by the community. It was a picture of the whole that changed my life. I believe that we here at St. Paul's have something to share with others, that the seven core Christian practices that we've been following now for well over a decade, very intentionally, pray, worship, serve, give, learn, listen, join, is one thing. And now, that's the house that we've been building, as I've said. And now we're also exploring the foundation, these six necessary dimensions of a rigorous church, of fluency, community, abiding, befriending, call, and cross. I believe that others want to know what we're doing and want to be a part of it. Because I believe that, I want to see if we could together host a long weekend here in May of 2018 so that others can join us in this work. Because part of the goal of this retreat is making new friends, making new colleagues, I'm proposing, and with the vestry's support, that we call this long weekend retreat New College of Christian Practice. College, plugging into the connotation of college like collegiality, like colleagues. To be clear, we would be doing it in the spirit of a group of beggars showing other beggars where to find bread. It's not like we're all uber experts in all of this, but I believe we have something to share. And if we're intentional about it 2 years from this month, we can begin to share it with others in a new way and create new friends. And so, on this Feast of Pentecost, as we celebrate the birth of the church, let us look forward to our great birthday celebration in 2018, 150 years old. That's old for California. And let's do it with a party, a story, and a retreat. Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.